This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be picking away. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
All right, kickoff hour number two in style as we welcome aboard Mark Schlereth right now, three-time Super Bowl champion, NFL broadcasting veteran, working with Fox right now. Hey, Mark, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, Mark?
It's my pleasure, man. Great to be with you guys.
And tell us a little bit about you're giving everyone out there in our listening audience some tailgating tips, right?
Yeah. Well, we got the home gating tips going on right now, and it starts with Gardein plant-based meat alternative. Sure to be a big hit on game day. Check this out. They've got chicken, beef, pork, fish. They cover it all. It's delicious. They're chicken crispy sliders or spicy chicken wings, Nashville hot chicken tenders. I tell you what, they've got all the products, whether it's your vegetarian friends, your vegan friends, whether you have diet restrictions, you just want to go plant-based. It's delicious. Perfect for everyone. Gardein.com for more information. Everybody loves snacks. Snacks are better with dip. That's science, people. You know that. Hidden Valley Ranch, number one ranch. Used in restaurants. You can have that same restaurant-style ranch at home with your Hidden Valley Ranch signature buttermilk recipe. Pizza, chicken wings, veggies, you name it. It's all better with Hidden Valley Ranch. My granddaughters actually call it dip-dip. They say, Popo, give me the dip-dip. For more recipes, you can go to HiddenValley.com. No part is complete without chili, and when it comes to chili, it's all about the beans. Bush beans have been around for over 100 years, you know, for their baked beans.
Yeah.
They're chili beans, slow-roasted, slow-simmered, excuse me, full of flavor, perfect for signing up, spicing up any party. Three bean chili, white chili, pumpkin chili, even for the holidays here. The best chili, you can make your best chili better with Bush beans, bushbeans.com for more information. And then, no tailgates complete without the GOAT of all TVs, the LG OLED TV Expert Sub. It's the number one TV of 2019. The LG OLED C9 4K TV, over a billion rich colors, beautiful, stunning. I wish you could see it right now because it is gorgeous. Google Assistant, you don't have to take your eyes off the action. 55, 65, or 77-inch TVs, and they're gorgeous. Check them out, LG.com for more information.
I got to tell you, Mark, it's amazing that you memorize all of that.
Yeah, it's
it
great.
Really is, bro.
Well, you know, you're like, what else am I don't sleep, so what else am I going to do? I'm going to memorize useless information for me. That's what I do with the game. So, you know, I call a game, I got all this stuff, and then it's just information dump, and I move on to the next thing. No, they're all great products, honestly.
No, I know. I'm busting your chops. I hear you. No, I hear you. It's all good, man.
You know, Mark, a lot to get into in from a football perspective. You know, Pat's taking on the Giants tonight. Going to be rainy and windy Foxborough. Not necessarily a breakdown of that game. Are you concerned at all about this Patriot offense?
Well, for what reasons? Just because?
Well, because Brady. Know. I mean, Brady doesn't look as he does. I've seen some instances this year where throws he usually makes that he's not making with the same consistency as a year ago or even 2 years ago. I don't know. The defense is fantastic. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. That's what I was asking you, Mark. Is there any reason if you're a Pat fan to be concerned about this offense?
Well, I would just say this. I mean, every year with the New England Patriots, it's something different, right? Every year, and normally, you get through the first month of the season and they've got two losses on their record, and then they end up going 12-4 every year anyhow as they figure it out. There's no coaching staff that does a better job of developing their players during the course of the season. And so, you know, we've been trying to retire Brady for 10 years now, and he's still just the best quarterback in football. So, like, I don't get concerned with that stuff. And they're so good, like I said, about developing play over the course of the season. And one thing that's been consistent with them is you watch their players at the beginning of the year and then at the end of the year, and their players just get better. And that's a testament to their coaching, to the knowledge that they have or they acquire over the course of the season. They're just the best neck up football team in all of football. They execute better. And their whole philosophy is, hey, we're going to just execute better than you. You'll make more mistakes than we'll make, and we'll end up beating your butt. And it's consistent. So, until I see Brady just not being able to play anymore, you know, and he'll probably be 60 when that happens, I'll never bet against the Patriots.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Mark, how about the Browns, right? So, you know, we were talking a lot early in the week, Moose and I, about Kitchens, about Freddie Kitchens. I mean, you know, they're sitting 2-3 right now. They got all these weapons. You know, all the hype that has been around Mayfield, even since when he came out of OU and stuff like that and everything. I mean, do you think Kitchens is in over his head a little bit? I mean, give us a breakdown on your thoughts on Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, well, I think that any time you become a first-time head coach, you know, that game the other night between San Francisco and Cleveland, it was like, you know, Kyle Shanahan was teaching, you know, a high-level 400 class quantum physics class, and Freddie Kitchens was teaching Introduction to Greek Mythology. You know? Right? The class we all took as football players because we knew it was an easy A, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like that. That's what it feels like to me. And part of it, you know, is being enamored with talent, being enamored with the wide receiver position, being enamored with that stuff. You know, in this whole offseason when they went out and acquired OBJ and they went out and acquired, you know, more pieces to the puzzle, one of the things that went unnoticed that I had talked about a lot is they got rid of their best interior offensive lineman in Kevin Zeitler, and they shipped him up to the Giants. And I tell you what, you know, I watched and I called the game Cleveland last year where they dismantled the Carolina Panthers, and I was really impressed with Baker Mayfield, his ability to climb in the pocket, you know, and push the ball down the football field. He doesn't have that time anymore. And so when it comes to having protection issues and protection problems, I think the big thing that you have to understand is protection is as much about the offensive line as it is about the coach. And, you know, we like to look at the five guys up front and go, well, they suck. Well, let me just tell you this. If you drop back 55 times a game or 45 times a game and you don't set your play action up and you don't set your pass protection up by calling plays, running the ball, and giving offensive linemen a chance to be aggressive and change their sets and do all those things, I mean, you can go down to the freaking Hall of Justice and get Aquaman and Superman and whoever else is, you know, the Wonder Twins or whoever else is in the Hall of Justice down there that I used to watch cartoons Saturday morning. And they can't block the defensive lineman this week, but not for 45 times or whatever the case may be. So, you know, protection really comes down to me of having a plan as a coach and how we're going to protect our offensive line who has to protect our quarterback. And that doesn't get talked about enough. I look at any time there are multiple sacks in a game, anytime there's four, five, six sacks in a game, seven sacks in a game, that's as much about your coaching staff, maybe more about your coaching staff than it is about your offensive line.
You know, Mark, we spent a lot of time earlier in the week talking about the Skins. You know, you won there. You know, you were a great player for that Washington franchise. What about the state of that Skins franchise and where they sit right now?
Well, it's a mess, and their owner's a mess. And, you know, just look at the league right now. I mean, this is crazy. When Mike Shanahan was coaching there, and, you know, Dan Snyder is, in my opinion, has circumvented and emasculated every coach he's ever hired. So I don't know why I don't know why all of a sudden we expect somebody to be successful in Washington as long as that guy continues to own the team. But, you know, look at the staff that Mike Shanahan put together. On that staff, he had Kyle Shanahan. He had Sean McVay. He had Matt LaFleur. And a myriad of different other guys that are offensive coordinators and are fast-tracking to be head coaches right now. And you can't figure out your coaching staff is good. You can't figure out the next young head coach that's going to be dynamic. You can't. Listen, you've spent 2 seconds with Sean McVay. Like, the first time I met Sean McVay, he was 30 years old, the head coach of the Rams. I'm doing a Rams game, And I walked out of that meeting going, I've accomplished nothing in my life. That dude is the most dynamic person I've ever met in my entire life. And I will tell you this, and this is no lie. I always tell this to my kids. There's two types of people in the world. People who energize the room when they walk into it, and people who energize the room when they walk out of it. And that dude walks into a room, and he energizes that freaking room. Like, you're ready to run. You're ready to go play. He's a dynamic young coach. You have him in your organization. You have him on your staff, and you don't even recognize it because you're too busy doing whatever it is you do, which I have no idea what you do.
Yeah, I don't know what he does either. You're damn right. Hey, so, Mark, Richard Sherman, all that buzz, all that stuff, what he said, you know, before the game on Monday night, that Baker didn't shake his hand, and you know where I'm going with all this.
Right.
Meanwhile, it ended up being that the guy just lied. I mean, Sherman lied, and it's like, but it's funny. We were on the air yesterday, and Moose was talking about some good point. Like, it just goes to show that we, as a kind of a football society, already just look at I hate to typecast everyone, but we look at Baker almost in a negative light all the time, and we just all believed that he didn't shake this guy's hand. I don't know what's worse, that Richard Sherman lied or that we all just think that Baker's like this truly just arrogant, bad kid. You know, I mean, so what's your what's your whole take on the whole Sherman stuff?
Yeah. Well, then Sherman backtracked and said, well, he didn't shake my hand after the coin toss, you know. So, I mean, listen, here's the thing. Yeah, you know, Sherman's full of the baloney, and obviously it looks bad. And, like, one, I would think to myself, do you not think that everything's caught on camera? I mean, like in the world we live in, I don't care where you go. Everybody's trying to break news, right? Everybody's a reporter. Everybody's got a cell phone camera. But you're doing Monday Night Football. They got a camera on everything, for crying out loud. So I don't know what you were thinking on that and why you would report that. That's ridiculous. But it does go to show you the amount of just vitriol that players and people in general have for Baker Mayfield because of the attitude. You know, there's not a single, it seems like every commercial on television is a Baker Mayfield commercial, you know, and it doesn't seem like you turn down anything this off season. And I got to be honest with you. I look at the Cleveland Browns and look at the hype is real and all the garbage that has come out of that franchise and about out of you know, his attitude. And I'm not supposed to do this, but I openly root against him. And I think the NFL players I know the NFL players feel the same way. Like, we want to shut that kid up. And so, that's part of it. You brought it on yourself in many respects. And you know, still, as much as Richard Sherman looks like an idiot for doing it, I still think most of the vitriol goes towards Baker Mayfield.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate the time this morning. We'll continue watching on Fox and continued success and good stuff with all the home gating and the tailgating tips, and we appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Be well.
Take care. There you have it. And those big LG TVs as well, 75, yeah. 80, 85-inch TV.
It's awesome. I want to get one of those giant ones like that size. I want to talk to Mark Schlereth about it.
I'm sure he can hook you up.
He's probably got a bunch in his garage, right? I mean, he's dialed into all these people. He's probably got a ton of
them. What is he, Amazon?
I know.
You walk into Schlereth's garage.
That's funny.
Taz, yeah. What size TV you want? I've got 275s, yeah. 390s, and an 85.
I got the guy.
Oh, let me get out my measuring tape. Let me measure my wall. What will fit in this room?
Hey, Mark, you have Prime? Can you deliver this via Prime for me?
Yeah, I like an LG TV. Mark Schlereth shows up in Long Island delivering it. Where do you guys want this? You want it mounted? Which wall you want it on? You got a bracket?
Yeah, I can't remember his nickname. Something like, it was like a
pit. Stink.
Stink, that was it, because he used to not wash his jersey.
Correct.
He was just a nasty offensive lineman. He's throwback. He was one of the last throwback guys. Well, next time we have him on, I want to ask about Conrad Dobler. Because Conrad Dobler was like before his time, but he knows who he is. He wore the same number, 69,
yep,
as Dobler. And Dobler was just a mean, offensive, dirty player. You know, just nasty. I'm not saying Schlereth was dirty, a physically dirty player, but he was a nasty, mean old lineman, you know?
Yeah,
I think that kid, Quentin Nelson, we talk about a lot from the Colts, is similar to that. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I think Nelson's, I'm not going to say this to Schlereth, but Nelson's a better player than Mark Schlereth was. You know
already
what I mean?
Then.
I think Schlereth would even admit it as well. I mean, Schlereth was a really good player.
Was,
I mean,
yeah.
Quentin Nelson, you're talking about a guy that
he's tremendous,
people are comparing him to John Hanna.
Hanna's the king.
And John Hanna, people would argue, would be the best interior offensive line, one of the best ever.
In my opinion,
Mark Schlereth was really a successful player.
He was great. But
he overcame a lot.
He did.
How many surgeries did he have? Like 16, yeah. 17 surgeries?
It's true. No, what I was saying was, like, as far as, forget, like, ability. I'm talking about that aura of that mean. Okay, maybe another guy you could throw in there, like him or not, Richie Incognito. That style nasty offensive line. Forget about how good or bad they are.
Sure.
That mean, nasty old lineman, those throwback guys back in the day, like a Conrad Dobler. But I think, and then a Mark Schlereth, and then I think of this, and then the next generation was Richie Incognito.
Yep.
And then after that, I think a Quentin Nelson could be that guy.
But well, Nelson's nasty.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he is.
No, I agree with you, but he also has the great ability. I understand.
Right.
I wasn't feeling your flow initially. But I get what you're saying in terms of the guy that's going to go, and you really don't want to go up against him as a defensive lineman because you don't know what he's going to do.
He's nasty. Yeah, yeah. But that Quentin Nelson. Yeah, no. To be in the same conversation with a John Hanna as an offensive lineman is just insanity. I mean, that guy was unbelievable. Unbelievable player.
And amazing. Nelson is crazy, man.
Yeah, he's great. That kid is something else. Yeah, he is crazy. And his buddy there, McGlinchey, who plays for the 49ers, that played with him with the Irish. He's as advertised, too. He's excellent.
Think about those two guys being teammates on the same offensive line at Notre Dame.
And you can't win Notre Dame, you can't win.
I mean, think about that. Think about having those two guys and on the same offensive line at the Irish. I basically just line up and run the veer every play. Why even throw the football?
That's funny. The wing tee. Why is Pete the body looking at me like, you know, do you have a dog?
I do not.
I used to. I guess it's not good when you mention someone's name. Then you say, hey, do you have a dog? You know when you like go to someone's house and they have a dog and everybody's eating dinner and the dog sits near the table.
And he's like staring at you.
Right, he just stares.
He wants scraps.
Sad Eye Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks at you. That's how Pete was just looking at me. Why, Pete?
No, I was just thinking about something. And you were in the direction, so, you know, I was thinking.
Well, that's a fair assessment by Pete, because he's got nowhere else to look. He could turn around. He could look up to the, you know, to the drop-down ceiling, or he could turn around and look at the Tiki and Tierney sign.
They're everywhere.
Right? Or, you know, if he was staring and watching TV as we were talking, that would kind of be insulting to our show.
But his face, he looked like Sorry Sap Jones.
Well, he did. I think he was intense. He's ready for his next break.
He can't wait for the break.
It's almost
there it
fun.
Is.
Right, it's Bilotti.
You said the word break and it was it.
Yeah, this is Bilotti time. This is Pete's right. time. Pete takes control of the show once again.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. You said the word break and it was like, bam! Oh, my God.
Exactly right.
That was
hilarious. Giants-Pats tonight, a Thursday night affair. The Patriots a heavy favorite. Giants missing a ton of players. We'll give you a little bit of a feel. We'll do that next. It's Taz and Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. You got Thursday Night Football later on tonight. Patriots and Giants up there in Foxborough. 20-mile-an-hour winds. I think there's, last I checked, I think 50 to 55% chance of rain tonight as well, during the course of the game.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be, that game's at Foxborough, right?
Correct.
Maybe it'll be such bad weather that no one will show up, hopefully. None of those freaking Patriot fans. Maybe Brady won't be able to get out of his house. That would be great. Fade out on the music.
Yeah.
What stinks in here? I smell like rancid food, Moose. What did you eat?
I don't know. It might be my sneakers.
All right. There you go. Because it's bad.
That's a man accepting blame.
Yeah. It might be my sneakers.
He's honest.
Because I like to go barefoot with my sneakers, no socks. I've been touting them up to try and get rid of the smell.
Can't do that.
So it could be my sneakers.
All right. Maybe a little Lysol or something's in our future.
Well, would that solve it?
If I
sprayed them with Lysol, would that solve
it? No, I mean the room.
I'm talking about the sneakers. Are they salvageable?
I think you need, honestly, what you need, salvageable. Two things you got to do. You got to put them in a washing machine, wash them. Don't dry them in the dryer.
I've done that before. It made it worse. with another pair of sneakers. I had to throw them out.
You have to use what do you call it? Soap?
Detergent?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, Taz. What am I, washing them just with water?
Yeah, that would be dumb, right?
I mean.
Yeah, but you.
Yeah, of course.
The powder. You know,
Tide or whatever the
what
hell.
What kind of powder are you putting in it?
Well,
you said talcum.
Like Johnson & Johnson, baby.
Don't. You get the spray Gold Bond. Get the spray powder. That'll help. And if that don't help, there is a thing. That, believe it or not, it's funny.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the light.
Just feel free
just
to spray it.
Just don't spray it on our heads.
Yeah, just spray
right?
up. Yeah. Right. You're not in the ground. Like, Jesus, guy. Must be a hoot at his house. So the thing is, he sprayed it like 2 feet away from Mike, sprayed in the air, bro.
Just spray it near Moose's feet.
This guy can't spray Lysol. How do you not know how to spray Lysol? Get out of the studio.
Deliver it and leave. Okay,
just
deliver
thing.
It and leave.
I thought Gold Bond, wasn't that for chafing?
They make a foot powder.
Oh, do they really?
They do, and it's spray. You
my
spray
feet
it.
Don't stay. They'll get rid of the smell in the sneakers.
I think it will, but there's another thing. I got to ask my son a name of it because they used to have them in the locker room. These you could buy them online, like Amazon. They look like these little bags. Like they're like maybe 3-4 inches, and they're kind of fat. Looks like cornbread. Looks like cornbread almost. And it's like a burlap sack, and it's like some stuff in it. I don't know, and it kills the smell.
We have bigger versions of that, like in lieu
of. You know what
of,
I mean, right?
Yeah, yeah. They just absorb moisture.
Right,
we have them in the corner of my basement, like in the laundry room.
Yes.
So it's like when I get an iPhone wet, we put in rice.
It's not exactly
like that, but different. Yeah. Or you can get like one of those portable. You need like a dehumidifier. Put one on each foot.
No, I would just wear socks, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
I understand.
But you're trying to salvage the sneakers.
I'm trying to salvage the sneakers. Now it's reached a point of socks don't help. I put talc in them. I put the Johnson & Johnson baby powder. Maybe I just got to get some, the CVS or whatever.
Yeah,
and
you might want to just get some new sneakers. No offense. Those are not exactly $300 sneakers.
Right.
I'm not saying they are. I never said that they were
$300. Dive in for another $50.
I was asking some advice, and I get insulted.
Well, I'm just worried.
Really,
if you can't swing new sneakers
cheap.
With all the jobs you have.
I mean, I could get myself new sneakers.
Yes.
I asked now I'm getting attacked. I just asked a question.
Oh, but you're asking
some advice from my co-host and the guys I see every day. I see you guys more than I see my wife. And so, I'm asking for some advice. Can I save my sneakers? And you guys are basically taking pot shots. I'm getting hit left and right here.
How about car air fresheners? See? You try that?
Yeah, put the little green trees. Put the green trees in
there. What is that going to do for me?
Put the green trees in there.
Oh, you know, I
tie it to your toe and throw your foot inside.
Right, the new car scent. I could use that. I've got that in my car.
What kind? I'm obsessed with it. I'm always in the market for new air freshener.
No, it's a spray. I got it when I bought it when I got my car washed, maybe like because my kids threw up in the car. About 8 months ago.
That's tough.
So I had a strong scent. We had to hose the car down, and it was all over the place. It was a massive cleanup, but the smell of vomit was still there afterward. After we shampooed the rug and cleaned everything out, so I had to get a spray, something that was pretty strong. You spray it in there, and it's almost nauseating but it gets rid of all the smells. Maybe I'll use that.
That's going to another level with this. Maybe take a cup of bleach. And pour it in each, just bleach, and then put your foot in it, barefoot.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's right.
But no, you guys.
As my skin is peeling off, I'll call you up and be like, you actually did that?
Great idea.
Remember I told you the story about Hernandez's cat? I didn't think you'd believe me.
I would just probably buy new sneakers. But the vomit thing, that odor, when kids vomit, that's hot. I mean, you and Andrew have young kids, so you could understand. Like, when my son was young, we went to Disney World. Hot as hell, and my brother-in-law was, and my nieces were there with him and his wife, and my niece and my son were the same age at the time. They were probably both, I don't know, 5 years old, and Stroller Jones throughout Disney World, the strollers they have, those big plastic ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Cadillac of strollers or whatever, but they're filthy, so you got to wipe it down, whatever. And we went and ate in the actual castle. What's the castle where the princess lives called? What's that place? The main
Cinderella's castle.
Yeah, Heart Castle.
Yeah.
We ate there, and the kids ate mac and cheese, and something didn't agree with both of them.
Ugh.
projectile vomiting in Wonderland, whatever, Frontierland it was.
Oh, okay.
And it was horrible, and the heat, and it was all over. And my wife, my sister, they're wiping the kids down. I walked away. I'm like, enough of this. She's like, where are you going? The kid, he's your kid. I go, I gotta wipe up. I don't want to vomit all over myself here. I can't deal with this.
Yeah, self-preservation at that stage. Yeah, I
mean, what a dad.
Husband of the year.
Well, it's the worst.
I'm taking pictures with some fans from Japan in the corner.
Nice. There's nothing.
That wasn't my prime then. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Tattoo Jones, rip, Tank Top City.
Is that when you tackled the guy?
That was the next year we went back. It was a tackle.
I wanted to clarify.
That was a kind of a Frontier land situation. Yeah.
So you just throw the sneakers away.
Yeah, those sneakers got to go.
Yeah.
These are not, look, ladies and gentlemen.
I understand.
The sneakers this guy's wearing, they're not exactly
Asics.
Like, they are Asics, but they're ones you could find on Amazon for $45.
No, they were not $45.
But you can get, it's not like you're wearing like an exclusive pair of sneakers.
I never said I was wearing.
I bought on eBay.
Never built them up and said that. Mike is now sniffing his shoe as I'm looking across the way.
Well, I was going to give you a recommendation. I have these Skechers that I wear. They're a slip-on shoe, so you don't have to wear socks. So they're made so you don't have to put socks on, and they go on and off real quick. I wanted to test if they smelled. They don't smell, so I think this is something you might like.
It's funny, so there are some sneakers, he's right, that the newest sneakers that you can
wear. Sweat resistant?
Yeah, there's something
smell
with the
moisture.
My son has a pair of leather sneakers, I can't remember the name of them, and he wears no socks all times. I'm like, do they stinkers? No, never.
Yeah,
I think like some newer technology in the either leather of the inside of a sneaker or whatever nylon or whatever, El Cheapo type sneakers someone buys. I think the newer technology, like Skechers, no, not great brand, but like something like that, you know what I mean?
Well,
just buried Skechers.
Good brand. Right.
Great brand.
They've been great for me.
They make soon those, not to the Taz show,
they,
Skechers
they make
advertising.
Maybe it's similar to what your son has, these sneaker balls. Have you ever seen those?
Yes. Well,
And you could put them in. The problem I had is that I put them in my sneakers, and, my kids took them out. And basically threw them outside into the woods.
That's tremendous. That is funny.
So I don't
your
know.
Kids
doing
a lot of things.
I don't know
exactly. No, they actually do some funny stuff.
And then I asked my oldest son Jackson. He
I
said,
found
well,
the moose. There it is. Sorry, I interrupt you. Look, that's it.
Oh, there you go.
They're bamboo.
Oh, okay.
And you can get them from Amazon or at markslerich.com.
There you go.
For those listening to the last segment.
Well, I asked Jackson, I go, where are the little deodorant balls?
The balls, what do you say?
Yeah, right. And he goes, Gregory and Paul threw them into the woods.
Oh, don't rob a bank with that kid.
No. Because I asked him if he did that stuff. Well, I'm asking him. I said, why would you? Then I asked my son Paul, I go, why did you do that? He goes, I don't know.
Yeah, that's at that age. Yeah, don't worry. When they're 20 years old, they answer questions the same way. Why'd you do that? I don't know. 20 years old, I get that. No, but so there. Now, speaking of balls, right, for deodorant and stuff like that, besides those little ones you're talking about, I'm looking all over the internets right now. Maybe Mike could help with the team. I remember, like, when my son was in high school, like, his lacrosse bag would reek. So, because the kids take their jerseys, their practice jerseys, and they get sweaty. It just throw them in the bag. And they just wear them the next day and the next day. And they don't wash them, right? So when you're in college, they wash everything for you. But when you're a high school athlete, most of the times, if you don't take it out of your bag and you get washed.
Yeah.
And Lord knows he ain't washing nothing when he was in high school. So anyway, it would stink. But there are these balls. It's like a, I don't know if they're Spartan. It looked like and you get all different colors of them. They work great. It's like a Spartan head, but it's a ball. And my wife found his online when he was like a sophomore in high school. Put him in his bag. Oh, my God.
It was great.
They still, it's for like a year and a half, his bag did not stink. And I think they make them for sneakers, too.
Oh, all right.
Well, not the little ones you're talking about. Not like the little soccer balls.
Basketballs, right.
These are, I think, a little bit of a better one.
My kids won't play with.
Yeah, well, they will play with this because it looks like a little warrior.
Oh, then that's...
And you could pick any colors you want.
I have to hide my sneakers.
So the gimmick is you pick, like, your school colors first. So let's say your school colors are red and black. You could...
Pick that.
Pick it red, black. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool. And it works really well. But it's about the size of a baseball to give you the size. So it might not fit in your sneaker.
That's not going to fit. But that's good if I have a smelly bag.
Yeah, if you have a smelly bag... That could. Just maybe you put your sneakers in your bag at times.
Well, I know. You're probably right. I do have to just get rid of these sneakers.
It's probably time.
Mike, would you like to smell my sneakers?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that I'm not doing.
I thought that was going to be a yes.
I did, too.
I did, too.
He does weird stuff.
Oh, because I went in that room, and I was not going closer to the epicenter.
Well, the Lysol helped once Moose spray.
It did. Maybe you I should spray just spray them into my shoes.
I don't know if that's going to work, but you can.
It's going to be slimy.
Don't take your shoes off right now, please. Let me wait until the segment ends and I go out of the bathroom or something. Don't do that now. Come on. You're better than that. You really are.
You wear socks to TV, right?
Don't do it.
You spare
stop,
them.
Stop.
Those
stop.
Folks get.
Shoes. No, but that's different. I think with dress shoes. No,
don't
think,
be a wise ass.
I think if you're wearing dress shoes, like leather dress shoes, I think you could do, like, you know, a lot of us. I know you guys probably do the same thing in the summer. You probably have leather, like, loafers or something. If
I don't.
You wear shorts, what?
Yes.
No? You know, yeah. Leather loafers. You got to. But you can't get a cheap ass shoe. You got to have a leather interior.
I'm not a big fan of the shoe dress shoes, no socks.
Oh, yeah, that's my gimmick. I do it all the time.
I know.
I do it all the time.
Well, that was the what was the coach we brought up? The former Virginia Tech coach, Seth Greenberg.
We had him on a show.
No. Oh. We were sitting here. It was last college hoop season, and he was on a show, and he was wearing dress pants where you could clearly see he was not wearing socks.
And had the dress shoes on.
I don't like that.
It's an in thing now.
I know it's an in thing. I know.
And you got to have your pants at the bottom got to be tapered. No more bell bottoms.
No, more bell bottoms.
Very tapered.
They got to be tapered. Bell bottoms. Show my age. I don't think anybody even can give bell bottoms.
No boot cut.
Yeah, no more. No more boot cut Jones. No, you got to go tight ass ankles. That's how you got to go.
Almost with elastic.
Yeah, it's got to be tight. Tapered. That's what they say, and that's it. So.
All right.
But look for the balls, the Spartan balls.
I'll make sure I take a look. I can't remember the name. Spartan balls.
I'm sure
that'll pop right up.
No, but I'm gonna find it by the end of the show. But there is something.
Incognito browser.
But by the way, you can Spartan go, balls. Like I said, these bamboo charcoal shoe deodorizers.
Bamboo, it's on Amazon?
Yeah, it's 100 grams of mini activated charcoal water absorbed bags. Look at that. So, yeah, this is in your future, and you put them in your sneakers.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you throw them out in the sun for a little bit. The sun dries them, and then you go back to
business. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
This is from California Home Goods.
All right, I got to check that out.
You can put it in your car, too. I didn't realize that. Oh, they have a cat here, Mike. You could put it around your cat's neck if your cat stinks.
Leon's got bad breath.
Yeah, so you could put it, you could, yeah.
Well, thank you for the advice, boys.
Yeah, you could put it, oh, look, here's you, Moose. There it is. Done.
That's it.
Look at that.
That's not exactly
my. You can hang
my,
it from your cat.
That is me. Yeah.
You're hanging around your cat's neck with a bandana. Hey, Chippy, here you go, you little. Yeah.
What's going it's on,
boys? Weighing the poor thing down. Here's your report, sponsored by the NFL, who invites fans to participate in Huddle for 100. Fans are encouraged to volunteer by getting out, getting active, and improving their local environment. Visit NFL.com/huddleforone100 to learn how you can get involved. The Nationals and the Braves' postseason shortcomings well known. Only Washington changed that history yesterday, rallying for a 7-3 win at Dodger Stadium in their decisive Game 5. Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto took Clayton Kershaw deep on back-to-back pitches in the eighth to tie the game. Then Howie Kendrick smacked a tie-breaking grand slam in the 10th off Joe Kelly. Dave Martinez's team is going to its first NLCS since leaving Montreal after trailing in the series 2-1, then falling into a 3-0 hole last night.
I've said this all year long, that these guys, this group, is resilient. They won't quit till the last out, and they play hard, you know, every single day.
Game 1 of the NLCS is tomorrow night in St. Louis because the Cardinals embarrassed the Braves in their Game 5 in Atlanta 13-1. 10 of those runs came in the first inning. Brian Snitker's team was 4 outs from winning this series in 4 games.
Well, we had great expectation coming into today. Everybody was looking forward to it. I think everybody was ready. We were, and it just you can't plan for that.
The Braves have now lost 10 consecutive postseason series, tying the Cubs for the longest such drought in big league history. Now, it took the Cubs 95 years to lose 10 consecutive series. It took the Braves just 18.
This company's out of business.
The shoe bamboo
bag? The bamboo
bag?
One?
No, the Spartan ball bag, Titan Jones.
Oh, that didn't work, huh?
I'm looking.
The Astros or Rays finally give the Yankees some company in the ALCS tonight. Game 5 in Houston, 7:07 Eastern. Garrett Cole and Tyler Glasnow on the mound. Let's check on the Mets' managerial search. Face-to-face interviews reportedly coming soon with Joe Girardi, Carlos Beltran, and Diamondbacks Farm Director Mike Bell. His brother David manages the Reds, and the Pirates would like to speak with Mike about their job, too. It is just about time for tip-off in Shanghai. The Lakers and Nets playing their preseason game despite all the backlash to Rockets GM Daryl Morey's pro-Hong Kong tweet last week. That backlash now includes the Chinese government denying media access to the players before and after today's game. Right now, in Japan, third quarter action, the Raptors lead the Rockets 77-66. The Giants in New England for Thursday Night Football without the injured Saquon Barkley, Evan Engram, Sterling Shepard, and Wayne Gallman. Tom Brady, meanwhile, needs 18 passing yards to pass Peyton Manning for number two all time.
I think I think they're called Gladiator. I'm trying to find.
There you go.
I think that's it. I think it's Gladiator.
Gladiator balls.
Order ball.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Maybe that's it. I'm looking right now. That's all right. I got it. I got it, everybody. No one else has to worry about it. I'm looking. Keep going with your gimmick. It's fine.
No. My gimmick is done.
Oh, you all don't want to? Okay.
We'll get into the Thursday Night Affair, the doozy tonight. Patriots and Giants. Oh, Giants missing a ton of players. We'll get into that. We'll do it next.
Hold on, I found it. Sorry, yeah, found it. I'll get to the break. We'll go
all
to
right,
the break.
CBS Sports Radio. Yeah.
This is Major League Baseball legend Frank Thomas. You're listening to Taz and Moose on the CBS.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. Here on this Thursday morning, we got the three coming your way at the top of the hour. So you found out what it was, Taz?
Yes, it's called, I'm promoting these guys, but it's called Oda Gladiator. But here's the thing. I don't know what's going on. I don't see their website, but they're around. Here, look, that's what they look like. So you can pick all the different colors. And inside, you put this little Oda gimmick in there, and
and you just throw it into your gym bag.
It really, really works.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, you could buy them on, like, different websites, it looks like. But I don't know. I don't know if they went out of business. I don't know what the story is with them.
Okay.
It's hard. They used to have a really good website where you could design the thing and all that.
But
I can't find
there.
It. I mean, maybe it is. I mean, I'm co-hosting a national radio show, so I'm busy.
Oh, no,
I don't normally go on the internet.
Well,
you know me.
There you go. So Oda Gladiator.
Yeah, it's good. So maybe, I don't know.
I don't think they'll salvage the sneakers, but for my son's hockey bag.
This is a great thing. So, yeah, see, look, that disc, see that? This is like a plastic disc. It's a little bit smaller than a hockey puck.
Yeah.
That goes inside that little gladiator head.
Gotcha.
And if you could find a website, I'm telling you, my son used it for forever.
I'm sure it works great.
High school. It really does work good, I got to tell you.
Check it out.
Yeah, it does keep the smell out of the bag.
So new sneakers and Oda Gladiator.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's on the to-do list.
I don't know what happened. What happened to their company? Like, I don't know what.
I don't know.
Well, all good things come to an end.
Yeah,
so
that's
maybe
true.
That's what happened.
You got
them.
Thursday night. I don't know if you'd say tonight's game is a good game. You know, and because you got the Patriots and Giants. The Giants are a 17-point road dog. As that line has gone up, no Saquon Barkley, no Shepard, who's in a concussion protocol once again, who suffered a concussion last week. In their loss against the Vikings, and as the Giants said, he will be out a while. No Evan Engram as well for the football Giants. They're missing a lot tonight. No Wayne Gallman. You know, it is a massive problem. Now, the weather could help the Giants keep this game, I guess, close. The defense has been atrocious when they've gone up against, you know, some semblance of a quality offense, not named the Washington Redskins or inept franchises. That's when the defense really shined. But aside from that, their defense has also been exposed, Taz. I mean, this is a doozy of a game. I'd be surprised. I mean, I would never take the Giants in the 17 points. I could understand those that are saying a little trepidation given the weather of laying the 17 with the Patriots. If you want to look for a quality football game, I think you're looking someplace else.
Nice.
You know, I'm going to be more locked into the baseball game tonight between the Rays and the Astros than I will be the Giants game, because I don't really think it's going to be all that competitive.
Yeah, this is going to be a beating. I mean, this is going to be, the Giants are going to get their asses kicked really bad here. This poor kid, Daniel Jones, he's going to have to deal with a Bill Belichick charged defense on the road, you know, in Foxborough. This is going to be really tough. Yeah, they're in trouble. So that 17, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you take the Patriots and you lay the 17 points.
I think so, man.
As they're 5-0, and you know, I mentioned something to Schlereth at the top of the hour, Taz. You know, the Patriots offensively have not nearly, and Brady's missing throws that he usually makes. And I'm not saying, I'm not writing New England off as others have in the past in any way, shape, or form. They're a 5-0 football team as we approach Week 6, and that's going later on tonight. However, I look at Brady, and there have been some throws here where he normally makes where, you know, for the first time, I think I maybe see a little bit of the age catching up with Tom Brady as compared to years gone by. And I'm not saying they still can't win. They can. The defense is great. You know, they're great in terms of designing a game plan. I would not be surprised if the Patriots won another Super Bowl this year. So I'm not right. But right. I think Brady, you've seen a little bit. Of the age of him being a 42, 43-year-old quarterback.
I don't disagree. I think Schlereth was a little bit thrown off by it. I don't know if he totally agreed with it.
No, I don't think he did.
That's his opinion, you know? I mean, I don't think it either. I mean, look, against the Redskins, Brady, you know, went off. He had 348 yards, three touchdowns. He didn't have one pick. But that's against, you know, a sieve of a defense and team in the Redskins with nothing there. You know, but I know against my Bills, he had a hard time. You know, he had a hard time. Brady did not look like Brady. Yeah, I know they won the game, but he when playing against an athletic, fast defense that's going to bring the wood to you, like the Bills will. You know, you're going to have a harder time, and Tom Brady's having a harder time with that. I'm with you on it. I think that maybe we're seeing a little difference in him. Look, he was 150. He had 150 yards against the Bills. Okay, 150
and
yards.
And I really believe if the Bills took the lead in that game, that he was not going to lead the Patriots down for a game.
There's no doubt, dude. He was 18-39, and again, I'm looking at 18-39. He was.
Yeah, and you could see the frustration on the sideline. You could also, I thought for the first time you saw, not first time, but first time in a while, where he looked like he had no answers.
Right, right.
You know when you can read that in an athlete's face, you can kind of read that a little bit with Tom Brady. I thought I could sense that up there in Buffalo, and that's where you give that defense credit. They bowed their back and certainly benefited from the idea the Josh Allen concussion with Matt Barkley in the game. But they made plays when they needed to make to hold on to that 16-10 victory. But Brady didn't look particularly good. Now, tonight's going to be a different story. I mean, if the wind is not outlandish, you would expect Tom Brady tonight to be able to throw the ball really well. The Giants don't have much of a pass rush. The secondary struggles in coverage. I would imagine that Brady's going to have a pretty good game tonight.
Oh, this is him on stage. He loves this. You kidding me? He's home, only game in town? Oh, forget about it.
Well, especially
against a bad team?
Well, that's the point. Well, that's the point I was making. Too? Right. Going up against a bad defense, Taz, is, you know, you and I could probably throw for a couple hundred yards against that Giants defense.
You. Dude, I mean, let's think about this. Okay, now I'll put my I hate the Patriots hat on. Okay. So here we go. So if you look at they haven't lost a game yet. Okay, they're undefeated. I get it. So the defenses they beat up on. Okay, Steelers they beat up on the Steelers. They beat the Steelers 33-3. Defensively, Dolphins, Jets. Skip the Bills for a minute. Washington. So you could say, I mean, do you look at the Pittsburgh defense as a strong defense this year?
No, not a great.
I don't
team.
Either. I mean, well, I think they own the Steelers. Midland,
and they own the Steelers were good, they played well.
So if we take the Steeler game, put them aside, and just take those in conference teams, the Dolphins, the Bills. Well, not I can't say in conference because the Redskins were there in a different conference. But so let's just say the Dolphins stink fest defense. Okay, Pats won 43-0. The Jets stinky defense, 30-14. The Pats won. Played a real defense, Tom Brady, against a real defense, and struggled, almost lost the game against the Buffalo Bills, 16-10. The Pats won the game. And to your point, if the Bills quarterback, Allen, doesn't get the concussion, they're probably not winning that game. And then plays against another stinky team in the Washington Redskins and beat them 33-7. Okay, has a field day with that defense. And now tonight, against another stinky defense, bro, then after tonight's game, they play the Jets on Monday night.
Yeah.
Again with that stinking defense.
I know.
Dude, it's a layup for this friggin' team.
Well, they're going to get themselves to 7-0.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're going to get better. And what you hope if you're a Patriot fan is they get better as this season goes along, that Brady starts to find it once again. And you're right. They've beaten up on a lot of bad teams. So have you learned a little bit something? I do think that defense, though, Taz, even though they have not faced –
I love the defense too.
The defense is legit.
It's very good.
It's a very good group.
There's no lie.
But they haven't faced all that much, and they'll get stronger challenges. You would think as this season does go along.
It seems like maybe you could say the Browns. I think they play the Browns after the Jets. So they play the Giants tonight. Then they play the Browns. I'm sorry. They play the Giants tonight. Then they play the Jets again. Yep. And then they play the Browns. I mean, come on. You know, they're playing.
And you think that Brown team coached by Kitchens is going to outduel Belichick?
No. God, no. And defensively, they're not going to do nothing. So you're right. They'll be 7-0. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They'll beat the Browns. They might be 8-0.
Yeah, true. That's true. 8-0.
We'll come back. We got the freaking three for you as we approach the 8 o'clock hour. It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.